And again, we have Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon Aimrim that you rot yistavu v'yemorchu v'yipul demein l'nedava she'enchat esiba mesa. That we have again a mandioma that calls this par the par of Yom Kippur or shel the kohen gadol a par shel tibur. So Gemara says no. Don't loy taimo she'enchat esiba mesa. Don't say the svara of Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer is that they hold this par from the kohen gadol is called a par shel tibur, because that's not, because the meisus ikur belongs to the kohen gadol. But say like this, Elaimo Shein Chatis Hashutfin Mesa. The Pshat is not called a Korban Tzibur. It's not for the whole Tzibur Klal Yisrael. It's taka for the Kohen Gadol and for his other brothers, the Kohanim. That's a new Pshat that's called a Korban Shutfis that belongs to a few people. And even a Korban Hashutfis also does not have the Loch of Chatis Shemesa Baleo. So that's another Teretz. That's true. There is the mandioma that says that the chatis that belongs, the spar, that belongs to the Kohen Gadol, since it's not only for him, it's for his other brothers, it's considered like a chatis shel shutfis, and therefore it's good why it's not lemis ozla. So the kids, so we have a teretz then, that Reish Lakish and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha says that the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's par, either kasher is a chatis shel meisa baleh. The teretz says no, this is called a chatis shel shutfis. And by Chat, the Shel Shutfis, also you don't have the Gzeras HaKosuf, the same as Lemis Ozla. So for the Gemara, though, my Nafkamina, like what's a Nafkamina if you're saying it's called a Chatis Shel Tzibur, or you're calling a Chatis Shel Shutfis? But like they're both good roots now. We gave an answer. This part that the Kohen Gadol brings, it's called Shel Shutfis, or it's called Shel Tzibur. Like my Nafkamina didn't like that word, that term of called Shel Tzibur, now you're calling it Shel Shutfis. Well, our co-fundament has the same halacha, that this chatas, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you do not have to kill it. And the Gemara Enech Nami is teaching us halacha here, the loy maisi kanim par barum, is teaching us that this par, that the par that Kohen Gadol brings him kippur, true, it's brought for who? It's brought for himself and all the other kahanim. So it's brought for kahanim. The shaila is now, our kahanim called the tzibur? Like there's a man, the Yom and Huris, that say, one shevet echod, if a whole shevet did a chet, that's called the Tzibur. And they have to bring a par helam dover. That's called the Tzibur. He's teaching us now that Shevet Kuna is not called the Kahal. Only the other Shvatim are called the Tzibur, but not Kahanim. Kahanim are only called at most Shutfis, but not called the Tzibur. So the Nafkamina, if the whole Shevet Kuna does the Chet helam dover, they do not have to bring a par helam dover. Like Rashi says, Tlei Maisi Kahanim par boy roh. Kalema. The boy in Vade Modina de Matarzi, Ben Yikrichat Siba, Ben Yikrichat Shutfim. But that's the teretz over here. The reason why the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's power, because this power is either Shel Shutfis or else it's Shel Tzibur. Therefore, it's not Lemis Ozla. Ablonichale Lerabba Likreisen Tzibur. But Rava was very makbid not to call it a Chate Shel Tzibur. Why? Kadesh Lo Yomiru Atamidim, Atamidim should not say a halach like this. Shimhoi Ru Bezdin, Shel Kahanim, Labra Lachas Minam Mitzvahis. Let's say the bezdin of the Kana paskin will eat chalev, and all the kanim went and ate chalev. Now she mevina par helam dover. You want to tell me now that they have to bring this carbon tzibur par helam dover? Ke echod mikol ashvatim, like any other shevet. The kaim alone shevet echod ikri kal. That the klal is any one of the yud beis shvatim. If the whole shevet does a chet, that's also called a tzibur. Of the chiddush is though kahanim vaday lav ikri kal. Eloisin shenot lo nachla. Who's called the kal? Only shvatim that received the nachla a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And since Shevet Kuna, Shevet Levi did not receive a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, they're not called the kal. So that's why it was very marked with the saying. The teretz is not that this par the Kohen Gadol brings is called the parash of tzibur because it's brought for all the other kahanim. Because the kahanim are not called the tzibur; they're only considered like a yochid. But the reason why this chatas when the first Kohen Gadol dies does not go to misa is because it's called shutfis. It's called all the Kanan have an equal shutfis in it. That's why it doesn't have a loch of a chatas shemesav alehem. But not that it's called shel tzibur, negate to the loch of a par helam dover. Toshima, come and bring your raya now. The boy, so while we could have a terrace, nerds, we could have a terrace that it's good Reb Yitzchok and Reish Lakish, that when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol could use that par because it's called a par shel shutfis, and a par shel shutfis is not lemis ozla. You're allowed to continue doing the avoid of that par. The only shaila is the Torah says you have to come in the par. What does par mean? Does par mean you have to have the animal, you are shchiter on the animal, or it's enough just to come in with the blood of the animal so the second Kohen Gadol could use the blood from the par? Toshima, come and bring it right now. Divoyi Reb Lezer, the Divrei Yoyim, according to one that says par Yoyim Kippurim, carbon yochid. If you hold this par that the Kohen Gadol brings is called the carbon yochid, And Rashi says, Reb Meir Karei Eliyahu Korban Yochid. Reb Meir was the one that says, yes, that korban is lemisa ozlo, because he calls it a regular korban yochid. Whereas the ikar of this par is for the Kohen Gadol. Even though the other kohanim get a kapara, but it's not called shashutfis, it's not called shatibur, it's called mamish, the korban of the Kohen Gadol. And because of his korban, the other kohanim get their kapara. That was Reb Meir Shita before. That's why Reb Meir said it's taka burnt. When the first Kohen Gadol dies, it's lemisa, lemisa ozlo, you have to let it die. So according to Reb Meir, oise tmura oyene se tmura. That's the shayla. Can you make a tamura on this carbon or not? Lav mechlal, the ikuluman the yoma the tzibur. The chura since you say l'divri Reb Meir, it's called the carbon yochid, and he declares that Charlotte, could you make a tamura on it or not? It's a raya, somebody else calls it a carbon tzibur. Tamura says, no, loy, that's not the diyik. Mechlal, the ikuluman the yoma the shutfin. There's another man the yoma, Reb Lezer and Reb Shimin, they hold this parash called the parash of shutfis. That since the Kohen Gadol has the kapara with the other kohanim also, it's called the parasha shutfis. But nobody holds it's called the korban shotzibur. And Rashi says, "No, wait, Mar Gufa, we just learned that Boyer Reb Lezer declared a shayla like this: Ledivrei Yomer Par Yom Kippurim Korban Yochid. According to Reb Meir Shita, that this par the Kohen Gadol brings special on Yom Kippur is called his private korban, and therefore when he dies, we have to let the behemoth die. You can't use it. So they ask the shayla, oise tamura, yein oise tamura. Let's say the Kohen Gadol now takes another par next to it and says, zu tacha zu. By other karbonis, there's a lock of tamura. You're not supposed to do it, there's a lav. But if you do it, it's chal the pasture of tamura. If you take another animal, shechulin, next to a korban oil or a korban chatzit, and you say, zu tacha zu, the loch is both of them become kodesh. What's a loch on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has his special power, it's still alive. It takes another power now and says, Zutachazu, is the chal tamura not? Samura says, Maikomi boile, what was Reb Lezer sofik? Like, why shouldn't it be tamura? Why not? So it's said like this. The shayla is, Ibosa magvish azlinen, do we go bosa the person that made the kedusha here? And that is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to take his own power, and he's magvish his own power. Now the law of tamura is, you can only make tamura on a korban yochid. It's only if it's again to one person, you can make tamura on it. Once you have a korban shoshutvis, two people together, you can't make tamura. That's a gzeras hakosif. So here the shayla is, who's makdish this korban? The Kohen Gadol himself. See, if you go bosa makdish, then you could make tamura. Oy bosa mitzchaper azlinen. The other side is no, you go bosa the mitzchaper, the people that receive the kapara from this korban. Who receives the kapara from this korban that the power brings in Yom Kippur? All the other kohanim. So if you go bosa the people that receive the kapara, there's a shutfis involved. Since there's a few people involved, therefore you can't make tamura. So Rashi says, Inema ibosa makadesh azlinon linyan tamura v'ho yochid akdashay dimishaleihu bo. It comes from the Kohen Gadol. V'lo imishal shutfis. The Kohen Gadol has to pay from it from his own money. So it's called his carbon. He can make tamura. Ibosa mischapra azlinon v'har be mischapra boy. Or else the svari is the ikka, the carbon is who receives the kapara from it. And all the other kohanim also get a kapara from the Kohen Gadol's power. Therefore, you can't make tamura from it. So Mara says, what's the suffix then? Pshita, I know for sure, the bosa mischapra azlinon. By hilchos tamura, we always go bosa the people that receive the kapara from it. So pshita, we should not be able to make tamura. Drashi pshita, linyan tamura mischapra heavy bolov. Who's the ikka barlim? The people to receive the kapara from the korban. So Yomar Bavur, Bavur said like this, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Maktish, the person that's Maktish Abahima is Moisef Chaimish. He's called the Bailim that Locher is, when you want to be Poydirit, if the Bailim himself is Poydir his own carbon, he has to add another fifth to it. So the one that's Maktish it, he has to be Poydirit with another fifth. Abaviha Mischapir Oisaba Tamura. Clearly, if I'm Maktish a carbon for somebody else, Reuven is Maktish a carbon for Shimon. So Shimon is the one that gets the kapara from this korban. Shimon is the one to make tamura. V'yameschaper oisabat tamura. The loch of tamura doesn't go bosa the one that made the kedusha. So here also on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, true, he makes the kedusha on the par. But when he brings the par is meschaper for the kohanim. So if you go bosa the meschaper, so it should fit that it happened the kapara from here. So for sure there should not be kapara, there should not be tamura on this par of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. Because by tamura for sure the locher is the yameschaper rois about tamura, the one that receives the kapara, he has the din of the bailim to make tamura. And another locher is the haturim mishleya shachaveri. If somebody takes off truma samaisus, you want to be turim mishloy from my own peris, I want to take off truma samaisus on your fruits. Like, I want to do a favor to you. So you have fruits, you have to take off, you have tevel, you have to take off Trumas and Meiser. And I also have tevel. So I'll say, I'll take from my fruits Trumas and Meiser for you, so you save yourself the Trumas and Meiser. Is alocha toivas and noshaloi. The toivas and noah goes to the person who's doing it. Those are the three alochas I said over. But I call upon him again to hukas tamura, the one that's mischapa, that receives the kapara, he's the one that makes tamura. So Gemara says, li'olam avada pshita le'ed the boss of mischapa's linen. That wasn't Reb Lezer's suffix. Avada Reb Lezer knew the alocha is by tamura. Who is the bailam, who is the owner that can make tamura? The one that receives the kapara from the korban. So then the kasher is, what's the suffix by this par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, pshita, since all the Kohanim get a kapara, it like belongs to Shutfim, and the Loch is a par that belongs to a carbon that belongs to a few people, you can't make tamura. So Mora says, this is what Jebelezer's suffix was. He had a new suffix by this carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, his special par. The suffix is like this. True, the other brothers also receive a kapara from the Kohen Gadol's carbon. But what, how does he receive it? So we say, b'kfiyusa miskapri, is a consider that this carbon, kfiyus means like the ikra of the carbon, goes also for the other brothers. In other words, even though the Kohen Gadol has to buy it from his own money, and he's bringing it for himself and for the other Kohanim, but negate the kaporas, consider that this carbon metchila was set aside for all the other brothers also. In other words, b'kfiyus, really, the ikra carbon is set aside for all the Kohanim. And like this, you can't make tamura, because since all the Kohanim get the kapora from it, it shall shutfim. Or Dilma, the other side is that you could make tamuras like this. The kufiyah mischapri. The pshat is the ikka kapar is for the Kohen Gadol. Like the Kohen Gadol has to spend his own money to buy this par. It's called the parash of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he brings. So the ikka kapar is also only for the Kohen Gadol. But the svar kufiyah means like a floating kapara. Because once the Kohen Gadol gets his kapara from it, the kapara floats onto the other kanam also. That's called the kufiyah. So therefore, even the Ika Kapara is to who? Is only to the Kohen Gadol. So since the Ika Kapara goes to the Kohen Gadol, that's a Yochid. Then maybe you could make Tamura. So that's what Reb Lezer's suffix was. How does all the other brothers get the Kapara? Is it called Bekfiyas, that the carbon is going mamish for them also? Or no, the Ika is for the Kohen Gadol. And once he gets his Kapara, it's a Svar Kufiyah, it just floats on to the other Kohen also. Rashi says, "Bikfiyusa mechaperin, kishar ha-mechaperin, like every other mechaperin, sheafrishu acherim aleim, if I'm makdish a carbon for you, sheikno lem abeim lekaporo, is avkan nikno lem chelik boy, it's like the Kohen Gadol is giving over chelik to all the other brothers. Ve'evelo achatas ha-shutfim, then for sure it's called achatas ha-shutfim, linya tamura, and avadi can't make tamura. Oy dilma bekufiyu mechaperin, kloimer, ein kaprosin kavua bo." The other brothers of Karim, they get the kapara, it's not because the carbon belongs to them. El etzofo agabe kaparas Kohen Gadol. It like floats off the kapara from the Kohen Gadol. Kedover atzaf apleyamama, something floating on top of the water. V'yein akarban nikra al shmom. The carbon is not really called to all the Karim's a carbon. The carbon yochidu, the yikr is called is the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. It's his private carbon. V'yotzef arbazol v'kofer parzolam. That just means the Ika Kapara is also for the Kohen Gadol himself. Just that this Kapara floats off to the other Kohanim. So therefore, who is the Ika Mischaper? The Kohen Gadol. It's a Yochid. Therefore, he could make Tamura. So that's what Reb Lezer's suffix was. His suffix was, what type of a Kapara does the other brothers get? Is it if they mamish own the carbon also, so it's a real Kapara? Or it's only a floating Kapara that comes off the Kohen Gadol? So that was the suffix. So Mr. Toshima, come and bring you right now. Halacha is, it says, Choyma bazevach mibab tamura. For a certain halacha is, the halacha of the Ika carbon itself. How does tamura work? First you have to have a carbon, you have a carbon neula, a carbon chatis, and then you take another animal, shachul, and you say, zeh tachazeh. You want the kedusha of the carbon to go onto the other one, or come off it. Halacha is both hakadish. Now there's chumra, there's more chomadik halachas about the Ika carbon itself, mibab tamura, than just the carbon tamura. And who was in the other way? For choyma bit tamura mibab zevach. In certain halachas, the halachas of the tamura is more chomer than the first ikka korban itself. Now, choyme bezevach, what are the more chomers about the ikka korban itself? Shazevach noyig biyochid kibitzibur. The ikka korban, there's halacha of a korban yochid, the halacha of a korban tzibur. Who are din v'doyachas a shabbos v'satumah? By a korban tzibur, or even a korban yochid we have, if it's a kvua dikizman, you have to bring it today, it's even doyachas shabbos, even doyachas tumah. Who are din v'yoyse tamura? The Ika carbon itself, you can make tamura on that. Ma'ashen ken b'tamura. Mashenken, the animal itself that was only became kodesh because of tamura, halacha is ain't tamura is a tamura. You can't make a second tamura from the first tamura. So it's not as chomer as the first carbon. Who at the end is no din tamura by the carbon tzibur. So therefore, the first carbon is more chomer than the carbon of tamura. Because if tamura can't take place, shall tzibur. Now, what's the other way around? Where do you have cases that the chumra of the kedusha of the tamura is more stronger than the first carbon itself? Sha tamura chal al balmum kavua. That's the chiddush. That even though metchil, if you want to be makdish, make a korban earlier, a korban shlomim. If you have a balmum, if the animal is a balmum, a kedusha is aguf, can't be chalon. It's a balmum. Mashenkin, once you already have a korban earlier, and now you take this animal that's a balmum, and you say you want tamura to be chal on it, tamura is chal even on a balmum. That's the chum of tamura over a regular korban. That by tamura it's even chal on a balmum. The ainu yoytz lechulin ligos v'levad. And it doesn't go out the chulin, even to be goyzes levad. You can't do that. In other words, since the kedushas guf was chal on it, later all you have a right to do is only to be poyder it, al manas tid it. But you can never be goyzes, share off the wool, or to work with it. Ma'ashenken bezevach. Ma'ashenken dikira korban. If you have a korban, you want to make an animal, you want to make it a korban oila, and it's a baal mum, it's never chal kedushas guf on it. If you say a rezu korban oila, it's only chal kedushas dumim on it. And the lacher is, when you poyder it, it goes out mamish to chulin. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to goyzes, you could shear off the wool, you could work with it. So the kids of the tamura has the more chomadik alacham, the get to a balmum, than the ikara korban.
And like Rashi says, Shat tamura chala, Rashi says, Olo kedushas aguf, afilu hi balas mum kavua, bishas ha tamura, even though the animal is a balmum, the yimbo le chalala, it doesn't go out the chulin. Just if you're allowed to shecht to read it, babad. But you're not allowed to shear off the wool. V'levad. Shein chilek bei bein tam lebalmum. Tirsiv ra betoy betoy bera. V'yimheim yomer. That any type of a tumura you make, it's chal. Mashenkin bezevach shazevach im kode megdei shiyes mumay. If first was a balmum, and yoytze bepidyon lechulin. No, if first you mark the shit. And then it became a balmum, and then you want to be poyder it. So the pidyon does not help you to be goyzer to shear off the wool, the v'levad, and to work with it. The pasuk says bepsula mekdoshim tizbach v'yachalto. So we darshin bosa the tizbach v'legizi. You can shecht it, but not to shear off the wool. Bosa v'lecholif. You can eat it, but not to milk it. Avokada mumo lagdesha. But let's say first it was a balmum, and then you makdish it. Hareyu kemakdish etzim v'yavonim. Lidimei oile, it's like you makdish wood. Shein kedushas aguf alayim, el kedushas domim bovad. V'yoytzen bepidyon elechulun gemurin. Yatani v'mechoyrus. That you're allowed to eat it and gozaz and work with it. This is the chayma that the tamura has over the ikar zevach itself. So now the Gemara goes to explain that first braisa. It says, Hai zevach echidomi. What type of a korban are we talking about that the braisa said that the zevach korban has a more chomadik gadin than the tamura? Again, what are the brides to say? That the zevach has halacha, that shezevach noig biyochin kibetzibur, you could have a korban yochin and a korban tzibur, for doiches shabbos, you have even a korban yochin that's doiches shabbos, v'yesa tumma, v'yesa tumura, and this korban could also make tumura. So Mor says, hey, kudomi, how are we talking about? Ilayim the yochid, if we're talking about a regular korban yochid, or mi dochi shabbos, v'tumma, is a regular korban korban yochid, doiches shabbos, a tumma? Elo the tzibur. Elamai, we're talking about a regular zevach, a zevach of a tzibur. For the Gemara, miyoyse tzimura, the Brisa said that a zevach makes tzimura also. And we know a korban tzibur doesn't have a din of tzimura. Elo lav de par. We're talking about the chura par of a yochid. So which par of the yochid is doicha Shabbos? It has to mean the par that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur, his chatis. For doicha is a Shabbos versus a tuma. Why the kfir leizman? Because it's kveil leizman, it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, even on Shabbos. So therefore, it's called a kviyah dikazman. That's doicha Shabbos. And now the Braisa says v'oyse tamura, and it also makes tamura the korban yochidu. So you see clearly the par shal kohen gadol is considered like a korban yochid, even though the other kind and get kapora from it. You have to say it's a kufiyah dikah kapora, and the ikah mechaper is only called the kohen gadol. So you see, it is called the mechaper, the kohen gadol, that he could make tamura. So Saraya, that's called like a korban yochid. You couldn't make tamura on the par shal kohen gadol. So he answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, maybe there's no raya for me. I'll tell you, loy be eloy shal Aaron. We're not talking about his par of the chatis. We're talking about his ayil.
his ayel for sure was only mechaper for himself. It wasn't the chatis. Therefore, it couldn't make tamura. And the Gemara says, Hochinami mistarva. It's mistarva like this also. We're talking about his eloi and not his par. Why? The sagladite of the poroi. If you want to tell me we're talking about the Kohen Gadol's par, that's for chatis. For the Gemara, tamura de par. So you want to say what? We're saying a chilik, that this zevach makes tamura. However, the tamura does not make tamura. So say now, the paro tamura means the par is Shabbos v'tum hud le'dochi. So it says the chilik that the korban itself is doich Shabbos and tuma. Ma'ashein tein, the tamura of it is not doich Shabbos. So the diyek that the tamura of this par is only not doich Shabbos, ha'b'ha b'chol makriv, korva. But on a regular weekday, you could bring it for korban, the tamura of this par. Now the kasher is, if we're talking about the par the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, ha tamuras chatesi, this par is a korban chates. And the halacha is, ha tamuras chates lemisazlo. This is one of the five halachos of Moshe Mesinais. So even though like it's maybe chalak kedushas tamura, but the tamura of a chates is lemisazlo. So how does the Braisa say that there's a chaymer in the zevach, that this zevach, the korban itself, is doich Shabbos? Marshenkin, its tamura is not doich Shabbos, which is mashmet just not doich Shabbos. But in the weekday, you could bring this korban tamura. If we're talking about the parsha Kohen Gadol's achatis, and achatis is tamura, is lemisazlo. So that's a raya we're talking about is eloi. His ayah was not a korban chatis. Therefore, the tamura, it's not doich Shabbos, but a koponim it's brought. So more answers loy. This wouldn't be a kasha. Lielom poroi. We're talking about the par, the chatis that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur. Umay tamura. What does it mean that the tamura of this korban is not doich Shabbos? But it's mashma, the tamura itself is brought. I'll tell you, shame tamura. It doesn't mean literally the tamura of this korban chatis. It just means that generally talking about a tamura. The korban of a tamura, the tamura itself is never doich Shabbos. That's all. But avada, in the middle of the weekdays, you do have shame tamuras. You do have korban tamuras that are brought. Like from a regular korban, the tamura is brought in the weekday. And Rashi says, my tamura, shame tamura. L'yoylum bapar. We're talking about the par the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. It's not going on its own tamura, the tamura of this par, of this chatis. This is what it means to say though. That means this carbon is more chomer than the shame of a tamura. Because you never have a tamura. Tamura means the second animal. That chulin, you put it near the first carbon, and you say, zu tachazu. So the second animal that got a kedushas tamura on it, that kedushas tamura, that korban is never doich Shabbos. V'yafilu ha-tamura sakrevis. Even in a case where the tamura is korban, no, it's not a tamura of a korban chatis. It's a regular tamura of a korban eila, where the tamura is korban, but a korbanim on Shabbos is not. That's what the Braisa means to say. Fredi gemari hochi, if that's what you mean to say, shame tamura, so zevich nami? So what is yokash, what type of a korban we're talking about? How could it be like a korban yochid as doich Shabbos? And that it makes tamura. How could it be? So you want to answer me dafka the parsha Yom Kippur. So what's the bikasha? Why don't you say shame zevach? We're talking about the shame of a korban. In other words, there's a korban tzibur that's doich Shabbos. There's a korban yochid that's brought for tamura. It's not talking about the one korban. Stam say the shame zevach by a korban is a chayach to have all these chumras that you could have the korban zaya korban yochid zaya korban tzibur. There are korbanos that are doich Shabbos. There are korbanos that are doich tuma, and there are korbanos that has a tamura. Mashenkin, the shame tamura doesn't have these things. It's like, what's the big kash? You have to madafka one carbon. Why only one carbon? We're talking about the shame zevach, like this general noun that called the carbon. Morris says, no, shame zevach like a tony. That we're not talking about. The zevach itself is talking about a special carbon. The Rashi says, Ihochi. The shame katoni zevach, nami shame zevach del kash. Want to say it means just a general noun, the shame zevach. V'chivin the shame zevach toni, my duchka look me bechad zivcha one carbon that the yitshomim that you want to bring a ride of poor shalaron or biela mari dumochi kol matana chaime bedovish hashmoy zevach a carbon has these chumers on it midovish hashmoy tamura shiye zevach noig betzibah ke biyochid there is a case of a carbon tzibur and a carbon yochid v'yeis zevach shodeich shabbos going the tzibur or the yochid shesmanik avuad v'yeis zevach shoyes a tamura going carbon yochid and the gemara shame zevach like a ton like Rashi says. Hai Tano Ela Bechad Zivcha Nakad Musay. Avadi is talking about in one korban. Only the tamura is called the shein tamura. But the zevach for sure is talking about one type of a korban. And that was the kasha. Where do you have this korban as doich Shabbos
and it makes tamura. So we want to say it's the power of Aaron. So you see his power, his chat is, it could make tamura. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about his Eloi, so you have no raya about the din of the par. So what's the raya? Now, why is the shame zevach not a shame zevach? Why the Gemara says, what's the raya? Midiktonim, because it says in the Braisa that chaymeh v'tamura, tamura has the more choma digadin than this korban. Sha'at tamura chalo abal mum kavua. That a tamura, even if you have the korban, the chulnik animal, the second one is a bal mum. It's chal kudush is a goof on it, that even though you could be poyder it, even after you put it with the wool, you're not allowed to share off the wool, or you're not allowed to work with the wool. That's the claim you have in the behemoth of a tamura. Mashenkan and the guf of the korban, you don't have it. Now, if you want to tell me, my zevach, shame zevach, when it says the word korban here, it doesn't mean a special korban. It not means the word korban. You could use a few different korbanas for the example. So why is the tamura have this chumrah? And there's no such korban that has this chumrah. So you are korbanos also that has this type of a chumrah. For the Gemara v'ika b'chor, o ma'iser. There's a korban b'chor and a ma'iser. So the Gemara, the chalin al ba'al mum kavua. That it's chal, the gedush saguf is chal on a mum kavua. V'yeni yoytza l'chudan l'gozes v'levat. Even if you want to be poyder it, you're not allowed to use it to work with it. Or you can't share it off. So why does it say the tamura has this chumrah? There's a type of a korban that also has this chumrah. So Gemara says el shem zevach leketoni. Elamai declare raya when it talks about the korban, it means a special korban, not stam any type of a korban. We're talking about one special korban. So that was the original kasha. Then what is this one special korban? It has to be a korban yochid and it has to be something that's leches Shabbos. We already have it. So the happening was you only have the paroi shel Aaron, so Tzarai could make tamura, and this will also be good the end. But I call upon him the Parash al Aaron, if it's a Baal Mum, it's Paida Lagamri. If it was a Baal Mum Lechatchila, only Tamura has this Chumrah. On that, the Gemara says back, no, we're talking about the Eloi Shal Aaron, not talking about its par, not the Chattis, but the Korban Ayel better. The Rashi says, Bechor is Kedusha Selerechim. When a Bechor, the firstborn, is born, it has Kedusha of the animal, Vein Tam, Vein Baal Mum. Vein Loi Shur Pidyon, you can't be Paida at all. The pasuk says, "Bei ach bechor shor letifte." Over ma'ase behema nami ksiv lo yivake ben toiv l'ruah al mochal al bal mum opinion ain lon. It doesn't have opinion. The ksiv lo yigol. So b'zoy, why does it say you have this chum only by tamura, not by zevach? El teretziz shem zevach lekatoni. El bechad zivcha nokah the musa. We're talking about one case, one carbon only. O kamer, it says chayma boy. This one carbon has these chumris. Ma'ashen kein b'shem tamura. Now, b'chayim v'shal tamura, shem b'reis ha-zevach, shonu eskun kan. Yeah. So that tamura wants to bring Uriah, it's talking about the power, you see the power could make tamura. And the Gemara's matchan, no, we're not talking about the power, we're talking about his ayel. Alright, we'll stop here.